In my opinion, astrology is the perfect tool for mapping the complex contours of a couple's blueprint for a relationship, both individually and together. The natal chart with the natal sky, as I'll show you a little bit later, reveals the individual components of their blueprint. I'm suggesting that there's a blueprint that we each have for relationships. Their relative importance, meaning the individual components have varying degrees of importance or contribution to the relationship. So, for example, in one relationship, a person's Venus might be very, very important to the success, if you will, the longevity of that relationship. But someone else, but let's say the partner, it might be super, super important Jupiter in that relationship. Okay? So each of the components have a different level of importance in terms of how essential that is to create the bond, sustain it in love, trust, safety. Okay. So for me, the chart will always answer the question, what does it feel like from the inside to live my most empowering, engaged, and intimately honest relationships? What does it feel like from the inside to live my relationship exactly as it's happening? Meaning, all that I am and all that it can be for me and me in it. Okay? So to ask that question, we first have to start with this question. What does it feel like from the inside to be empowered, engaged, and intimately honest with myself in my relationships? I am not a fan, to say the least, of formulae for relationships that can say, well, if you have this, you have this, you have this, it's going to work. There needs to be, to use our language as astrologers, there needs to be a close examination of the two or three, whatever, natal charts themselves. And where are the blind spots? Where are the open doors in myself for opening to something as sacred and sometimes precarious as a relationship?